part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we got Special Ed in the studio.
Special guest, hello. Special Ed. And we were just talking about how many appearances he's been here, and he says it's more than five, John.
I lost count.
Yeah, he's been to a couple at the other place.
At the other place. Oh, yeah,
the
other studio.
All right, this is TTN 96, part one.
96, part one, John.
And last week we had the Ad Cock episode.
Right, because we had both gone on vacation, and then I had a business trip, and we missed 2 weeks there, John.
Yeah.
And then we missed our Sunday evening appointment, and we had to do the Memorial Day ad hoc.
Right.
Only because Rick canceled practice.
Right. Why did he cancel again? Was he sick? Or
he had shit going on, yeah. You know, Memorial Day. Yeah.
Oh, right, he was getting fucked up.
Not us. We didn't have anything going on.
Yeah, nothing. So, yeah, we had a gig this Friday, last Friday. Special Ed was there. He's been sick as a dog.
And his wife was there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your wife was there, too.
Oh, my wife was the wife. Yes, yeah. That's right.
All the wives.
I was actually having drinks with John's wife.
The Stepford wives.
Right.
As I was having my 102 temperature on the back lawn.
Yeah.
How you doing with that temperature now?
It's fucking still high.
You're still high? And you come into the studio in this enclosed environment? I'm just getting over a cold. Fuck, you cocksucker. Man. If I get a goddamn fever now.
You cocksucker.
I'm going to be pissed.
You cocksucker.
I blew ass yesterday at Costco.
At Costco?
Yeah, explosive, John. Explosive.
Oh.
Isn't there a warning for that, Scott? John?
You got your shitty pants. It smells like poopy ass.
Who's the guy going, bear pants?
Take it to the bridge. You want to tell us about your shitty ass? You're supposed to tell. Hit the duty stinger.
I didn't want. It wasn't. I just blew ass. It wasn't.
Did you speckle the toilet?
It wasn't a full blown duty story. But I fortunately,
did you speckle it?
My son had to go. Have you ever been in Costco? Those things are freaking huge.
Oh, and they're beautiful, though, aren't
they? So my son, and my son had to go, he's just potty trained, so he had to go pee-pee. So I asked somebody, hey, where's the bathroom? And it's like 2 miles away in the corner, right?
Yeah.
So we're making our way over there, and on the way over, my stomach just starts to turn over. So it was good timing for me. So I got him up to the urinal. And I said, okay, if daddy's still in there,
don't leave.
Don't leave. Wait for daddy.
And daddy's in there.
Right. Yeah. It was really quick. It was like two shots.
A shotgun?
Yeah, two shots from a shotgun, and I was done.
Nice.
But then the cleanup took 10 times longer than it took to.
You cleaned up?
Yeah, you know, because I got to walk around Costco and all. So now, getting back to the gig, John, this is one of my favorite gigs of the year. Oh, before we get to the gig, if you're a new listener of TTN, Special Ed, you've been here five or more times.
Five plus, yes.
Was your first appearance on the 50th? Was that your first?
No.
Was before that?
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know, a little introduction. Special Ed is a Bush apologist. He voted for the W.
Once.
Twice.
We finally figured it out. Oh, I only voted once.
Revisionist history. Remember that story, John?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
But had I voted the second time up, I would have voted twice.
Had
you like voted. Like an idiot.
He's still spinning that tail.
Hey, it's a tall tale, Phil.
Confirmation bias, you know.
All right, so getting back to the gig, I got to tell you, John, this is one of my favorite gigs of all time. Arlington Park, Party in the Park. We play between races. The other really cool thing about it is we get to drive our cars right up to the stage, so it makes loading and unloading a goddamn snap. Even though we have more equipment, we don't have to drag it through the back door of some dive, go right through the kitchen, take right a right turn through some grease puddle, and finally make our way through a smoky room to the stage. You know what I'm saying, John? We just go right to the stage.
No doubt.
Throw the shit up there. Oh, and the other funny thing is these kids that have jobs at Arlington, their job, the one person's job, is to open the gate to let us in. And then they sit at the gate until we're done. And then they let us out. And so we're loading up, and right around noon, if you guys can move your cars into the parking lot, because it's almost noon, and we have a meeting at noon.
Yeah, we have a meeting at...
Yeah, it's called lunch.
At Gibson's.
But it's just a great freaking gig, because get to... You play, what, 10... This time, we got to only play, like, two songs in between races.
I know.
The person whose job it is to tell us when to stop and when to start really wasn't on the ball there, John.
So, you go through puberty?
I'm going through puberty, like Preston. Me and Preston Buttons. Hopefully his hands will get bigger as he gets older.
Yeah, I gotta say, that is one hell of a place. You know, you get to go gamble, watch some horses, watch you guys jam. It's awesome.
And it was a great day. The weather held out until the very end. And then the downpour came.
But is after the concert? After the horses are done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. And then the daughter jumps in the car with Beth to go over to Rick's traditional after party. Ooh. Party. And good time.
Yeah, our two daughters bonded.
Talking
to the mic, would you? Sorry. God damn it.
You did what?
I said I met your daughter, too, by the way.
You met my daughter. You never met my daughter?
For the first time.
For the first time.
There you go.
I've heard all about her, but I never met her until that day. Your wife I never met, but I was just pointed out.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have introduced you.
That's your fucking job.
I don't have time for that.
No, you do.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to even say hello. She was with family.
You go over there, you say hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Totally. And Erica was there?
Sorry.
Yeah, Erica was there. A guy from work was there.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Schmuel showed up.
The Schmuel.
The Schmuel. Yeah.
I talked to them for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Nice.
And then we went to Rick's, and whoa. Did your headphones do that? What the fuck is that,
man? I don't
know.
You've been monkeying around with my audio settings now for 5 minutes.
There's something wrong.
Nice.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Stop saying nice.
Is there too much bass?
Whoa.
Well, maybe I've officially gone through puberty and my voice is lower now, yeah. John.
Oh, yeah.
Are you enjoying that beer?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Is it tasty?
Oh, yeah. It's my birthday today.
John's birthday.
Happy birthday to John.
So Special Ed makes me look bad by bringing a card and a gift.
A keg.
And I left my gift... I guess at the store, because I haven't picked it up yet.
Loser.
Bought John one of those Heineken portable kegs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out of sight.
Comes with its own little tap.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Anything else about the gig? Any other commentary?
Oh,
we were tight, John.
Yeah, totally.
You and I were tight.
Tight.
I don't know what was going on with Rick.
You and John were tight.
Like tight as a frog's pussy. And that shit's waterproof, man.
Oh, and
yeah.
Hey,
no doubt.
The guys from the track, they don't listen, do they? Like Dutchie?
No,
no. Yeah, because at the after hours party,
yeah.
I was telling Emma, see that kid over there?
Yeah,
you need to get to know him. You know what I'm saying? But then the next day, she said, Yeah, you remember that kid you told me to go talk to? Did you know he's only going in third grade?
He's a jerk.
I said, yeah. It doesn't matter. I didn't know that. He's only going into third grade? Yeah, but get this, Daddy.
Yeah.
Shannon likes him.
Oh, no.
She's going into sixth grade.
No.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I got to talk to my daughter. She didn't say she liked him, right?
Shannon said she thought he was cute.
Oh, well, that's different. Like a little boy cute, right?
Possibly. I can clarify. I'll clarify with my daughter. Because it's all about information, John. Information.
All about it.
Yeah. It's all about information. So what else is going on with you guys? Huh? Huh? So special ed, you have some relative who's in Iraq, is coming back?
My nephew.
Nephew.
He's back already.
He lives in Chicago?
Actually, he does.
He's back in the States, but he's not in Chicago.
He's a Marine, so he's in and out between here and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But he's back here this week to visit me for, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
I think it's 2 weeks. I can't remember what's going on, but I think it's like 2 weeks he's with me, so... Got to do some bonding, some barbecue, some burns.
And then what, back to Iraq?
No, he's back to North Carolina, unless that jackass Bush goes back to war with Iran.
I guess
he's going back over. But.
Which he will.
Oh.
He's got to cancel the election.
No, it's all about timing, Jim.
Yeah.
Timing.
Right.
But for the present time, he's home.
Yeah.
Nice. How old is this young man?
Actually, next podcast, I'll bring him by.
I'd be out of sight.
You can ask him all sorts of military and Marine and how life really was.
Does he support the W?
Fuck no.
Okay. Does he believe in God?
I don't think so.
The Marines, do they teach you how to kill somebody with your bare hands?
Yeah.
Oh, this is funny. I bought this game. Called Battlefield 2142, I think it's called. And it's I couldn't get it to boot up on my laptop. Of course, then you start reading the fine print. And it says, yeah, it doesn't work with this sound card or that sound card. So I got it to work on my PC at home. So I got it's an internet game, internets. So you're fighting in the future, like in Belgrade or Belgrade or whatever, and Berlin and all this stuff.
Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got these kind of like walkers, these two-legged mechanical walkers, and I'm going to town, man. And when you get online, there's other guys you're playing with and against, right? And I'm going at it, and I'm telling my son, he's like, Dad, oh, that is so cool, Dad. Oh, and he's 8. I go, dude, this is real life, man. This is not just a regular game. This is, you're playing against real people. So he tells my wife that it's real life.
So you're really shooting people.
You're really killing people on the TV. She's like, yeah, thanks a lot. Real nice. Good one. No, that's not what I meant. I meant it's an internet game. You know, I use the Google. I use the Google. But what I meant was it's a game. It's a game, but it's in real time with
you're killing other people that are playing the game.
The game, yeah. Killing other gamers.
Not that are running around Belgrade.
Gamers. Killing other gamers. When you shoot somebody, they die right at their PC.
Well, maybe he thought it was actual, like the TV was actually Belgrade, and you were killing citizens or whatever you were killing.
Well, because the shooter is in the first person, so, and you could just see the barrel of the gun in the sight. So it's like, you know, it's kind of got that feel to it. And he didn't want to play it at first. He's like, Dad, I don't know if I like this game.
I don't want to kill people.
And then I just start wasting people left and right. Get that guy. Wait, can I try it? All of a sudden he's into it, right?
What's great about this podcast is we're documenting all this because first John let Nathan watch Casino Royale where James Bond gets
so
tortured
what?
With the ball smashing.
The ball smashing.
And now we got this anecdote.
Right.
It's all documented. It's great.
Which boy, John? You got to get that movie
it's
to me.
Great.
It's great.
Huh?
That movie you got to lend me.
Oh, yeah.
What, you've never seen Casino Royale?
Fuck, I don't get out anywhere, man.
Come on, man. You don't have to get a guy. You will get me a little. You watch it. I'm speaking in tongues. I've done that since I found the Lord.
Try it again, though. Slower.
It can come into your home. You don't have to get out to see it, right?
Just the Lord thing or just the
don't you get
movie?
Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, but then just put it on your queue, man. Put
my
it
wife
in your
has
queue.
Control over Netflix.
All right,
we got Charlotte's Web and that kind of shit coming in.
We ready for some shit or shine, Ola?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
All right, then. Shit or shine. Right, anybody then. On Skype there that wants to play there, Johnny?
I can't get an internet connection.
Can't get the internet connection.
It says there's one available, but it won't let me connect.
Oh, that blows.
There's some, something going on here.
There is something going on. So when are we back in the home studio? When we can get the internet's connection.
It could be a matter of weeks.
Matter of weeks.
I thought it was the end of May.
No. End of May.
End of May. I know.
End of May for what?
For you like getting the keys to move on in and done.
No, actually it was the end of July.
Oh.
End of May was the tentative if everything went okay. That's my wife. She must have spun that tail. I never thought for a minute he would have it done by the end of May.
Spin. It's
me
all
either.
Spin. All right, then. Getting back to Shit or Shine, Ola, if you're playing at home. Or maybe you're new to this podcast. We're going to play Shit or Shine, Ola. I'm going to read a statement. And Special Ed and John will tell me if it's shit, total shit, or Shine, Ola.
We got to play the stinger, right?
Again, shit. Yes, we do. Shit means... No, that's...
No, was that too late or early? What am I supposed to play that?
We're going
to
play your stinger at the beginning, and then when I announce the winner, we'll play that.
Oh, okay.
That's the closing. But let me finish my introduction, give you the rules of Shit or Shine, Ola. I will read a statement. You will tell me if it's shit, which means it is false, or Shine, Ola, which means it is true.
Don't you give the rules after we play the...
I will keep a tally... And I will announce the winner at the end.
All right.
We go through five questions. If it's tied, we have tiebreakers.
Easy.
All right, ready?
Go ahead and play. That is the Shit Story Stinger. There we go.
Let's get ready to play.
Shit or Shine, Ola.
Shit or Shine, Ola.
Shit or Shine, Ola, everybody. All right, our first question tonight. Sputnik 1. Sputnik
1. Sputnik. Not Sputnik.
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 It reminds me of the dubby. He's been saying Darfur when it's Darfur.
Darfur.
Sputnik 1.
Sputnik.
Was about the size of a beach ball. Shit or Shine, Ola.
Shinola all the way, my man.
That is Shinola, and you both are on the board. Weighing 184 pounds and a 22-inch diameter, the Russian satellite was the first of its kind, Sputnik 1.
Sputnik?
Was launched on October 4th, 1957, and its name was derived from a Russian word meaning fellow traveler. It sent signals back to Earth via a radio transmitter before burning up in the atmosphere after 92 days. 4 years later... The Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human to travel in space. You're both on the board.
Wow.
It's a tie game. Ready for the next question?
Yeah.
The grizzly bear is a descendant of the polar bear. Shit or Shinola?
That's shit.
The grizzly bear is a descendant of the polar bear.
I'm going to say shit as well.
And it is a tie game. That is total shit. Actually, it's the other way around. Polar bears descended from the grizzly bear and all existing bear species.
Right.
They are the most closely related. Grizzlies live mainly in Canada and Alaska, while polar bears live in Canada and Russia. Next question. It's a tie game, 2-2. How you doing at home? Next question. Johnny Depp was once in a band that opened for Iggy Pop. Shit or Shinola?
Shinola.
Shit.
John goes up 3-2. It is Shinola. Johnny Depp fronted several garage bands before he went into acting. One of these, The Kids, once opened for Iggy Pop.
I should have known that name.
Depp and his band eventually moved from Florida to L.A. in hopes of making it big. In the meantime, he scored a part in the 1984 movie A Nightmare on Elm Street. Though Depp found fame as an actor, not as a musician, he did get to play a kid who moves to L.A. and becomes a rock star in Tom Petty's 1991 music video, Into the Great Wide Open. John is up 3-2. Special Ed needs to come back here. The very first Kmart and the very first Walmart both opened in 1962. Shit or Shinola?
Don't know that one.
So shit.
I'll join John. Why not?
It was Kresge and Company. The very first Kmart,
the very first Walmart, both opened in 1962. John says shit. Special Ed says
shit.
You are both wrong.
Oh.
That is total Shinola. Kmart opened in 62 in Garden City, Michigan. 17 more stores were added that year, bringing in more than $840 million in sales. Walmart opened in 1962 in Rogers, Arkansas. By the end of 1967, sales from Walmart's 24 stores brought in a total of $12.6 million. Both stores competed with Sears, with Walmart eventually taking the lead.
But was it called Walmart and Kmart?
Sears and Kmart merged in 2005.
Yeah, right. It doesn't say anything about Kresge Company.
This is our fifth and final question.
All right, so he's going to ignore me now. All right.
Special Ed, you need to nail this one. John, you need to not nail this one to go into overtime. Fifth and final question. No dinosaur fossils have ever been found in Antarctica. Shit or Shinola?
Shinola. Wait, Antarctic?
No dinosaur fossils have been found in Antarctica.
Shinola.
Shit.
John wins it 4-2. That is total shit. Scientists have found Antarctic fossils of most of the major types of dinosaurs, including theropods. Those are huge dinosaurs with long necks and schwanzes. Theropods, fast meat-eating dinosaurs, and Hardrosaurus.
Hardrosaurus. That's a cockapod. It's schwanzapod.
Pesiosaurus, which were marine reptiles and not dinosaurs, also left behind some bones in Antarctica. Also, Megasaurus was found.
Ah, right, nice. Megasaurus.
So John wins that one 4-2.
Lickalotopus.
Lickalotopus, yes.
Hey,
so that now we need to play the closing stinger for Shit or Shinola. The closing Shit or Shinola stinger. Why are you looking at me like that? Thanks for playing it. How'd you do at home? John won that one 4-2.
Do that yourself, man.
I'll make a note the next time we play Shit or Shinola.
Nice solo.
We'll do your intro.
Yeah.
And then when I'm introducing the contestants, we'll play that in the background.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey. Special Ed.
Hey. Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I slipped and fell on mop.
Slipped and fell on mop who?
You did. Oh, sick, man.
That's good, man.
Knock, knock, Special Ed.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop who?
You do? That's gross, man.
Knock, knock, Special Ed. Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hutch.
Hutch who?
God bless you, Special Ed.
Oh, why do people say that? Now, my wife always says, bless you. And I say, well, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? What?
Here's the story I heard.
Well, I know, but I want to hear from her.
Oh, what does she say?
I don't know. It's a courtesy.
Oh.
Okay, it's a courtesy for what? Okay, if I fart or burp, why don't you say anything then except for, oh!
Because your soul doesn't escape your body for a split second like
when
you sneeze.
She couldn't answer the other one.
Oh.
Except for it's courteous.
It's courteous.
It's just a nice thing to say. Bless you. Well, I would think you would say that if you were poor and I brought you some money, you'd say, "Bless you,
bless you, John. God bless everyone."
Even Timmy.
If you're Tammy Faye and Mr. Baker,
Timmy, Tammy Faye,
Tammy
oh,
Faye.
Oh, here's some money. Oh, bless you.
Fucking retards.
Oh.
Right. Oh.
Oh, what? Verp.
How are we doing on time?
We got about, we're at 25.
25?
We got 5.
All right. I got some celebrity news. You guys ready for some celebrity news?
Lay it on me.
You've all heard about Lindsay Lohan, right? Back in rehab. I think she's done, personally.
Yeah.
I think she's done. It's over.
She should start doing porn.
Oh, fuck.
I think if she doesn't start doing porn, there's going to be some tape eventually leaked on the web, a la Paris Hilton.
Like a Paris Hilton, yeah.
But it won't be with a guy. It'll be with a chick. That's what I'm saying. All dyke all the time.
Right. Go ahead and read, man.
While Michael Lohan has been talking to anyone and even everyone about his estranged daughter, Dinah, Lohan is finally speaking about Lindsay's recent DUI arrest. And here's what Dinah has to say. And here's why Lindsay's all fucked up. Dinah says, "We're still figuring it all out. We're all just figuring it out. 2 years ago, we identified this problem, John.
Right,
we figured it out. And her own mother's just figuring it out."
No, we're slowly figuring it out.
Yes.
Is this a personal?
Is that it?
I'm so wrapped up in the audio, I can't continue.
What is that? You're going to read the story.
Well, I'm finished with that one. I can move on to the next one.
No.
Where's your cock?
I'm going to throw up. Is that you?
Wait a minute, John. Is that you?
Go ahead, Scott.
It's from the personal.
You think you're going to read a story?
All right. Our second celebrity. It's actually not celebrity. I don't know how it got in my celebrity file. Let me it is not celebrity. I'll have to nix this one.
And the wheels are falling off, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening.
One more celebrity story. An actor is suing Jackass star Johnny Knoxville, TV talk show host Jimmy Kimmel, and radio personality Adam Carolla, claiming he was never paid $10 million for doing a below-the-belt stunt that left him severely injured. Perry Carvello claims Kimmel never paid him for his work in the 2003 TV movie Windy City Heat. According to the suit, Knoxville also promised to pay him to promote the DVD release of the film on Carolla's last show fall if he agreed to place, get this, his genitals in a mousetrap. Plaintiff agreed to do so, and much to his emotional tranquility and to his physical harm, was severely injured when the trap literally went on his manhood. The suit contended. Carvello also was humiliated when clips of the incident, which he says were filmed without his permission.
I got a clip of that.
Made it to the internets.
I got a clip
of that. Hold on. The suit filed Thursday in Los Angeles Superior Court against Knoxville and others alleges fraud, negligence, and unjust enrichment. It seeks a total of $10.5 million in damages. Genitals and a mousetrap.
Yeah. Check
Let's
this
hear
out.
The
Here it is. Oh, that had a hurt, man. You're going to crack down on it? Listen to that again.
That's worth 10.5.
Yeah, broke no doubt.
Definitely.
Ouch. That's got to hurt. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, we got to refill our beers. Special Ed brought a keg in for the big kegger party. My birthday kegger party.
Birthday kegger.
Kegger.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
Take it to part two with some science news.
No doubt.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.